We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
92.9 Podcasts, powered by Action 24/7, Tennessee's only local legal sportsbook. Bet now at action247.com.
Working 82 times this year, mm-hmm. You're only working 41. And so we'll see how this plays out. But, and Kevin Durant did say today, I'm just assuming Kyrie's going to be there at the end of the day. You know, I don't know. We'll see. But I'm assuming he'll be there at the end of the day. So the franchise is putting pressure on him. Now his best friend's putting a little bit of indirect pressure on him. I swear to God, if I was Brooklyn, you know what I would do?
Mm.
I'd call the other 29 teams in the NBA, and I would say, we are trading Kyrie Irving next Friday. Make your best offer. And we will next Friday, we're taking the best offer.
Yeah, I think so, too.
If he's not vaccinated, because he could play home games literally anywhere else other than New York and San Francisco, as of right now.
Yep.
So if I were Brooklyn, I would just say, you know what, we're done with this.
I'm with you.
Make us your best. Everybody, and if you're not interested, just tell us you're not interested. That's fine.
Right.
But if you are interested in having Kyrie Irving on your team, make us your best offer. And we're just telling you, we're taking the best offer we got next Friday, and we're done with this.
For sure, because I think that a Brooklyn team with James Harden, Kevin Durant, veterans, and then whatever the return is for Kyrie.
It's still good enough.
A lesser piece than Kyrie is still good enough to win a title.
I do, too. I think they could win one without Kyrie. They're the favorite with Kyrie. I don't think it's impossible for them without him. So I'm Brooklyn. I'm not only making this clear to the 29 other teams. I guess the Knicks and Warriors wouldn't be interested for the same reasons. So now we're talking about the other 20, you know, what, six teams, 27 teams. I'm making it clear to them, and I'm making it clear to Kyrie. Kyrie, you're either vaccinated by next Friday or you're traded. And, hey, rest of the NBA, we are trading him next Friday if he's not vaccinated. If you're interested, go ahead and make us your best offer. And we'll just pick one. We're not going to be one of those deals where we didn't get a good enough offer, so we're not moving him. We'll take him whatever the best offer is for him next Friday if he remains unvaccinated. I swear to you, I'd put that kind of pressure on him. And then if he continued to stand still, I'd pull the trigger on it. Man, you're good. You ain't worth all this. You're not worth all this
Agreed.
Trouble. It's a total distraction, and it's nonsensical. That's the other thing. It'd be one thing if it was rooted in some sort of sensible thing. Like, you say whatever you want about Muhammad Ali, and in his time, a lot of people did, but he took a stand on something that seemed worthwhile, that seemed worthy. He'll be remembered forever as a difference maker because he took a stand for something that mattered to his own detriment. Kyrie Irving is not Muhammad Ali. Kyrie Irving isn't taking a stand against anything other than science. He's not taking a stand against anything sensible. And if I'm Brooklyn, I've had enough. If I'm Kevin Durant and James Harden, I've had enough. Bro, you got till next Friday to get vaccinated. And if you're not, we're trading you literally anywhere for the best offer we get from anybody. I don't know if they'll do it. That's what I would do.
Story number three.
Terrell Pryor arrested again early this morning. What a story this is. So he's out with his girlfriend. And yes, his girlfriend is the same girl that nearly stabbed him to death 2 years ago.
That is unbelievable that they are still together. I had no idea.
I didn't know they were. I just assumed you can't be in a relationship with somebody who stabbed you to death nearly. You know?
Please, put me in contact with their couples counselor or something.
I'm confident they don't have a couples counselor. Because if they did, the counselor would have already said, this is a bad, bad toxic relationship. She nearly stabbed you to death.
Yeah.
It's time to move on.
Yeah, you had to be brought back to life, sir.
Dude.
She killed you, basically.
Dude. So, apparently, as the story goes, He and her out last night. He decides to come home. She decides to go to another bar. At some point, he's very upset with her. She's out at the other bar. He's calling her nonstop, texting her nonstop, nothing. Finally, she comes back to, I believe it's their apartment, but at the very least his apartment. But she's scared to come inside because she's scared of him.
Mm-hmm.
There's been violence in this relationship before. Well, he comes outside, allegedly slaps her. And then, because it's almost Halloween, there's pumpkins laying around. He starts throwing pumpkins at her car.
Oh, my God.
Throwing pumpkins. I never thrown a pumpkin at anybody's car.
I might have thrown a pumpkin at someone's car.
You might
car.
Have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once upon a time.
But not at your wife or girlfriend's car?
No.
Yeah.
No.
See,
never
right?
done that.
Good. You know, we all have boundaries. So now he's arrested again. And this dude was reportedly working on a comeback to the NFL. You can't come back to the NFL as a stab wound victim if you're throwing pumpkins at your girlfriend's car and allegedly slapping her.
No. No, 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 no.
I mean, I'm not trying to make light of this, but it is an outrageous story.
It's insane.
Get out
of the relationship,
dude,
both
get,
of you,
both
for
of
your
you.
Own good.
For your own safety.
Yes.
Like, in all seriousness, if you want to, like, be serious for a moment, and then we'll get back to making jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Brian Laundrie and Gabby Petito.
There's no question.
I mean, they're constantly fighting, constantly getting physical with each other.
Yeah.
And then she ended up dead in a national park. Like, there were police officers that told her, get out of this toxic relationship. Nobody thought because it might kill you, but, like, we know that it did. Or we certainly believe that it did. And this is that. I mean, once a girl has nearly stabbed you to death, that means there's no limits on where the physical violence in this relationship
For sure.
can go. And now here's another physical altercation between the two. What are we doing?
I don't know.
Listen, I'm not trying to tell you I never stayed in a bad relationship longer than I should have. And I'm not trying to tell you somebody ain't never stayed in a longer relationship with me than they should have. I've been the good guy sometimes. I've been
yeah.
the bad guy sometimes. I tell you one thing. If a girl ever nearly stabbed me to death, that's it.
Goodbye.
It's goodbye. I got to say
Forever.
Goodbye to you.
Yes.
I'll put up with a lot of stuff.
And I might press charges.
Definitely pressing charges.
Yeah.
I mean, I put up with a lot of stuff, right? You can yell at me if I get out of line. You can call me names sometimes if I get out of line. Like, we can work through all that.
Mm-hmm.
We can work.
It happens.
We can work through most things. But not a stabbing.
No.
We're not working through a stabbing. Once I have to go to the hospital because you stabbed me multiple times, well, then when I get out of the hospital, if I get out of the hospital, that relationship's, that's just got to end.
That's it.
We're like, we're not going to be even Facebook friends anymore
no.
if you stab me. So I don't know what they're doing, but they need to figure that out.
Story number four.
My condolences to Moneybagg Yo and Pooh Shiesty.
What happened?
They got shut out last night at the Billboard Hip Hop Awards.
On.
I told you they would.
BET.
BET.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Billboard.
I didn't mean to. BET Hip Hop Awards.
Billboard respects Moneybagg because
so.
He's always at the top of that thing.
I think so. Hip Hop Artist of the Year. Do you know who it was last night? Got the award?
DaBaby.
Lil Baby. They cannot.
See, that is, I cannot. It's too confusing. Come on, guys.
They cannot make DaBaby Hip Hop Artist of the Year after.
he's in it again.
After the year he's had.
Yeah, he's making headlines again. Those two need to sit down
By
and,
the way,
and
I did,
discuss
I did,
the name.
Yeah, like DaBaby and Lil Baby. I've got it figured out now. I know exactly.
It's confusing.
I've got DaBaby and Lil Baby figured out. I know exactly who's who. That's not even a problem for me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Finally watched Chappelle's new special last night.
That's what I'm talking about. Hilarious. I saw the clip.
He said, do you guys realize DaBaby shot and killed a man in a Walmart?
Yes.
In North Carolina.
And got away with it.
It did not harm his career at all.
No.
But he hurt some gay people's feelings, and they canceled it.
And they canceled it. Dude, that story is messed up. Because I saw the Chappelle's clip, and then I went and read up on that story in North Carolina. That is messed up.
He shot a guy at Walmart.
Dude, he freaking murdered someone in Walmart and, like, totally got away with it claiming self-defense. And it did not seem like self-defense to me.
And nobody cared.
It seems like two people got in a fight, and he shot someone.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that's what it seems like to me. But whatever.
But to Chappelle's point is like, how does that not harm his career? But saying some truly awful things about gay people, even Chappelle was like, listen, y'all know I go hard in the paint, but even I was like, ooh, boy, he did it now. He's like, but how does hurting a gay person's feelings, how does it harm your career worse than killing a black man?
It's unbelievable.
So anyway, DaBaby did not win Artist of the Year. Yeah, that seemed like a long shot. Wasn't even nominated. Lil Baby won Artist of the Year.
Okay.
Album of the Year went to Tyler, the Creator.
Yep.
Call Me If You Get Lost. I know nobody cares about a 44-year-old's opinions on hip-hop music, but that is a great album. I love that album.
I like it, too.
Best hip-hop video, this is the easiest one. WAP.
Yeah.
Best collaboration.
WAP was a phenomenon.
Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, WAP.
Yeah. WAP is a cultural phenomenon.
WAP is tremendous.
Yeah.
Get a bucket and a mop. Get a bucket and a mop.
Mm-hmm.
Macaroni in a pot.
Stop.
Swipe your nose like a credit card, Big Ben Bennett.
Okay.
Swipe your nose like a credit card. WAP, WAP, WAP. There's some holes in this house.
Yeah.
Whores in this house. WAP was a phenomenon.
It was a phenomenon.
It should have won everything as far as I'm concerned. There's no doubt, though, that was video of the year.
Yeah, song. No, that was always going to be video of the year. No question.
Video of the year, song of the year, get a bucket and a mop. Jeff Calkins is up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now and every day around 5 p.m.
New Amsterdam Vodka, it's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered three times to create a soft finish. I'm certain you know by now it is so smooth. You can drink it straight, and I promise you it is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it is a quality vodka that is also reasonably priced. Wouldn't make any sense to spend extra money on any other brand. New Amsterdam Vodka is the best value you can find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy. And if you like flavored vodkas, they make a bunch. Watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, red berry, peach, pineapple, coconut. If your favorite store doesn't have your favorite flavor, ask them to get it. You know, say please and be nice about it, but, like, ask them to get it. They can get it for you. And New Amsterdam also makes a gluten-free vodka, so if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the bottle for you. It's got a brown label. If you don't see it in your favorite store, again, say please, but ask them to get it. They'll get it for you. Next time you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store, ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka, pour your soul out on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian host. The Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary, but I'm up here in Buffalo, so I'm missing the pro day.
I'm missing
Does it look
too.
Like Amani Bates and Jalen Duren are pros?
I, too, am missing pro day. This is the second consecutive pro day, two in the past 3 years, that Penny Hardaway has scheduled to directly compete with the Gary Parrish Show.
Oh, that's disrespect right there.
I think so, that's, on some level.
Disrespect right there. Yeah, exactly right.
It's not something I'm going to cause a big stink about, but it is something I noticed.
Right. I'm going to guess they're pros. I'm going to guess they're pros. They look like pros. I already feel it.
Well, I've already got people tweeting me.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Duren's,
like pros.
Jalen Duren's roster height. He's listed at 6'11".
He is not.
First off,
they have some self-respect. Like, do 6'10 if you want, right? That's 6'11 is silly.
Listen, I'm telling you, he might have grown since I saw him in July. I'm not ruling anything out. I'm just telling you, in July, he was listed at 6'10, and most people, even coaches, thought he was shorter than that. And literally nobody said, GP, I think he's really closer to 6'11. Nobody. Not John, the Kentucky staff, the Memphis staff. every staff that was recruiting him, nobody was, because I was asking people. I was asking other coaches. I was like, listen, he looked not that tall to me. What? How tall do you think he is? And I swear to you, I had one coach who was recruiting him say, he's a little bit bigger than 6'8". And I had another coach say, he's 6'9". And then I had some, in fairness, I did have some coaches say, I think he really might be 6'10". Some coaches said that. Not most, but some. Nobody said, I think he's close to 6'11". Nobody said that. So he might really be 6'11 today. I don't know. But he I'm just saying he didn't look like it in July. I certainly don't want this to turn into a never-ending thing.
Yeah. And his shoulders are 6'11", basically. Like, yeah. That's how, you know.
Yeah. Well, people made it, because it is true. Like, if you don't understand context or my sense of humor, it is true that you could find a quote where I say, he's a little bitty fella. Right? I did say that. But I never meant he's little. He's massive. He's a big, broad-shouldered, incredible physical specimen.
Physical specimen.
Yeah, he's a physical specimen. Where it all started was I was like, I don't think he's really 6'10". And then Matt Norlander and I on the Island College Basketball Podcast were just going back and forth on it, laughing a little bit. And then I just sort of take it to another. I'm like, are you just a little bitty guy? You know? And then it gets twisted. Like, I actually have people tweet me. It's just the dumbest people in the world, but they still, you know, they have Twitter. You don't have to pass an IQ. You don't have to have a standardized test score to get on Twitter, Calkins. I don't know if you knew that. And so they'll be like, but I thought Gary Parrish said he was little. Like, what are you even doing? Are you if you really think Gary Parrish thought Jalen Durham was little, if you actually think that, you are too dumb to even communicate with. He's listed at 6'11", according to the Pro Day. I remain skeptical, but more than that, I remain uninterested. I don't want it to turn into a long thing.
What's the interesting thing about it is that, like, the most impressive thing about him is his physical self, right? You know, like, he is striking physically. And so that's why this is all sort of, like, beside the point, in that it is, no one is saying that he is Zaire Williams, right? Like that. Like, Zaire Williams, oh, man, he's, I don't know if he can take the beating of the NBA. Like, the one thing Jalen Duren can do is take the beating or administer the beating in the NBA. Like, he is a impressive physical human being. He's not 6'11". But anyway, I'll be interested to hear what I'm missing. But I'm going to suspect they look like pros.
The roster height is 6'11". Roster weight listed at 250. Wingspan listed at 7'5¼". And his hand width is left blank. Sounds like somebody's embarrassed to measure their hands. Oh, tiny hands, Durin.
Yeah, he's got little bitty hands to go with his little bitty self. Right, exactly.
We got Kwame Brown on our team now.
Somebody doesn't want their hand width to be known publicly. What do you make of that?
It's a mystery. It's a mystery. We got John Martin over there, though, so I should text him and say, hey, check out his hand width. See what you can discern about his hand width.
What if Jalen Duren, if like nobody ever really noticed, but now that you start looking at it, you notice he has the hands of a 7-year-old. Wouldn't that be funny?
He's got little Donald Trump hands.
Donald Trump hands. And I say this as somebody, I have small hands myself.
Right. You're a small-handed man yourself, right?
Yeah. Like the one thing Donald Trump and I have in common is small hands. I mean, that might not be the one thing, but it's
Well, you don't have a mushroom-shaped thingy, do you?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, we know that he does, right?
Yeah, that's what the porn star said, that his ding-a-ling looks like a mushroom.
I don't even know what that would look like. Like, does that look? Does that mean, like, at the end of it, there's a top on it? Like, I don't know.
Well, I think everybody's ding-a-ling kind of, all circumcised ding-a-lings kind of have a mushroom look to them.
I was going
to
say, but I'm getting self-conscious over here.
But I think his is exaggerated, according
to... It's not a mushroom. It's more. I mean, that no one says. You know that what they say is they say get a cucumber. No one says, hey, I'm going to go get a mushroom, and that's going to you know.
Well, it's like a mushroom. Like, I mean, I don't have to tell you what a ding-a-ling looks like, do I?
No.
Like the time, Bennett. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I'm not seeing the mushroom part. Not seeing the mushroom part.
Can I Google penises on my computer without getting in trouble?
Be careful, GP. be careful on our domain, please.
Okay, I won't do it. I feel like penises do have a little bit of a mushroom thing to them, like a mushroom on top of, like if you could take a flower stem, hopefully a thicker-ish, thickish flower stem, and then put a mushroom on top of it, you got a ding-a-ling.
I think she's saying, if I may be crass, that the stem is, like that's why she's saying mushroom, because maybe the stem is, like, thin, like the mushroom stems.
Ooh,
yeah. You get what I'm saying?
You think Donald Trump's got a small wiener?
Or just maybe maybe disproportionate.
A disproportioned wiener.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I've never seen it.
I mean, I didn't say it. The porn star said it.
She did say it.
Yeah. She said mushroom.
Well,
that's what I'm picturing.
Let's include the denial. He denied it, you know?
He denied that he had a mushroom penis. Imagine being the president of the United States and you have to deny that you have a mushroom penis because a porn star said you did. That is wild. Even Bill Clinton didn't find himself in that situation, you know? Not like John F. Kennedy, for all his shortcomings. He wasn't out there having to deny that he had a mushroom penis, you know?
Anyway,
Jalen Duren's got tiny hands like me and Donald Trump.
Evidently.
You know, I can't even throw a football properly, a regulation-sized football properly.
Oh, no.
Because my hands are too small.
Can't get your fingers around the laces.
I can't. My hands are tiny. I can't do anything about it. That's why I understand. I understand why Tom Brady started deflating footballs. I would have to do the same thing.
Mm.
I can't even throw.
Did you ever pitch in baseball? And do you need a big hand? Obviously, baseball is a smaller thing, but is a big hand significant for a pitcher?
Big hand helps. I did pitch, not as I got older. I pitched when I was young. Because, like, I was the coach's kid for a little while. Coach's kids always pitch, right? So I probably pitched a little bit until I was about 12 years old, and then it was clear I didn't need to be pitching. But to your point, it took me longer than it would a normal
To throw a curve?
No, but to throw two-seam fastball. I mean, a two-finger fastball. Oh. Like, I was throwing with my, you know, four fingers, you know, up until I was probably 11 years old. That's not normal. You should be throwing with two fingers before then, but I couldn't do it. I had a little bitty hands. I had a hard life, man.
What basketball player have you ever covered who had the biggest hands?
Oh, Taco Fall.
Really? Big hands?
Dude, there's a picture on my Instagram of me and Taco Fall
hands?
Of my hands with on Taco Fall's hands. His hands are twice as big as mine. Like
how did this come to pass? How did you end up with a picture of your hands?
I was doing
Taco Fall's hands.
I was doing a sideline reporting for CBS Sports Network on a UCF Memphis game, and the producer was like, "Wouldn't it be funny if we got little bitty Gary and Taco Fall together?" so we did some stuff pregame, and they took some pictures of our hands together. And of our feet together.
Do you have little bitty feet, too?
Oh, he's got massive feet.
Do you? Do you have little bitty feet, too?
Yeah, we're 9.5.
Okay, that's not that little. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's not
that little.
It's not great.
Did they show the hands
on? I feel like I'm about 3 minutes away from admitting I have a small penis. I mean, it's like, yeah, little hands, little feet.
You got mushroom, too.
I feel like there's no way I'm going to get the dinner to go without just publicly announcing. I've got a tiny wiener.
Did they show the clip of your hand and his hand on?
Yes. So they put it on the broadcast. Earlier, Gary Parrish and Taco Fall were measuring each other up. And the problem is, this was in the winter, and I wore Uggs to shoot around. Because you can say whatever you want about them. I like Uggs. They're warm.
They're warm.
They're easy to get on and off. They're comfortable. So I wore Uggs. So the picture that they put on TV was of my Uggs and Taco Fall sneakers, and so it just led to people making fun of me for wearing Uggs. And I'm like, Tom Brady wears Uggs. How is this? Yeah. You know, Tom Brady wears Uggs. And you're making fun of me for wearing Uggs? It's like when people make fun of you for wearing cargo pants. And I'm like, Leonardo DiCaprio wears cargo pants?
Like, I think the world, I don't know if I may be the first one to tell you this, GP, the world is not fair.
It's not fair.
Yeah, I don't like the war on cargo pants.
I don't even understand it. There's so many pockets you can put all sorts of stuff.
I mean, I don't wear them that often, but I got a pair of cargos.
Let's
be honest. The war on cargo pants is mostly waged by women, okay? it's women who are attacking cargo pants because they don't have to wear them. And so they just think we look like slobs in our cargo pants. But the truth of the matter is, then we have to hold the purse. They're like, where are we going to put it? Their wallet, their phone, whatever else? We're going to put it in our cargo pants.
Yeah, like, yeah.
But the war on cargo pants is waged by women, not men. Men don't dislike cargo pants.
Yeah, don't tell me not to wear cargo pants, then ask me to hold your lip gloss.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
You hold your own?
I got seven pockets for your lip gloss.
Yeah,
right?
No, I had a pocket for your lip gloss, but and you told me I can't wear my cargo pants. So now you got to hold your own lip gloss. Cargo pants is perfect. You can put your phone in one pocket. You can put your keys in one pocket. You can put, if you got to take a portable iPhone charger, you put that in another pocket with an iPhone cord.
Sandwich, you can take a sandwich, put it in another pocket.
Put a vape. Put a vape in another pocket if you need that.
Vape in another pocket, right.
Put your weed in another pocket. There's no shortage of things you can do with all these pockets. I find them to be helpful, and I don't understand.
It's funny, because Fishman went short shopping. He wears cargo shorts. And his wife hates them. And so he went short shopping with his wife, and he picked out some very stylish shorts. And he took them home, and he put them on one day, and they're going to wear the shorts, and he realized, can you imagine this? It has no back pockets.
That's impossible. That's ridiculous.
It only has two front pockets.
No.
That's unworkable.
That's outrageous.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
It's outrageous. You need the back. You do back right pocket, right? There's your wallet. That's your back right.
Well, I consolidated my phone and wallet years ago. My phone and wallet are all the same thing, and that's a game changer.
So where's the phone go? Which front left?
It looks like a little bitty book. Like when I would set it on a bar somewhere.
But which pocket when you're walking along? Where does your phone go?
Honestly, I mostly just carry it in my right hand.
You just carry it.
But I will.
Because you never want to be not looking at it.
Yeah, I need to. Right? Yeah, I'm trying to watch my reels in a moment's notice, so I can't be having to reach for my phone/wallet. So I mostly would carry it around, and then if I'm sitting at a restaurant or at a table, I'll just set it on the table. But if I were to put it in a pocket, I would put it in my back right. Back right's where it goes.
Okay. Well, that's where my wallet goes. That is always where my wallet goes.
Yeah, and so I
don't. Yeah.
And so
yeah,
I don't.
You need back pockets.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, and so my phone and my wallet are all one thing. So most people, you walk out the door, you got to find your phone, your wallet, and your keys. Now I only have to find two things instead of three. It's just helpful.
I can see that.
And you'd be scared. You would be scared. Oh, I'm going to lose both my wallet and my phone.
Exactly.
But it's never happened.
Never.
I mean, I lost it Sunday, but just for a minute. I left it on the seventh tee box. The 14th tee box. The guys behind us, though, were nice enough. They saw it sitting on the tee box, and they put it in their cart, and they drove it up to me at the green.
Do you have a way of tracking it? So if it was gone, can you figure out where it is?
Okay, I do. No. Well, yeah, I have to find my iPhone. I have to find my phone.
That's what I'm saying. So you can find your wallet. It's actually helpful, right?
It's actually helpful. I never had to do that, though, because I got these nice people on the 14th tee box right behind me. They found it for me. But, yeah, if I need to find my phone, I could find my phone. And then I've got another little thing. It's called a tile. You put it on your keys. Are you familiar with a tile?
No.
I'm not only familiar with it, I own a tile.
Okay.
I just have never figured out how to activate the damn thing.
What's a tile?
Okay, you put it on
I own a tile. It's on my desk in the box. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
what do I do?
It's self-explanatory. I think you could Google how to activate a tile. It just pop right up. So you put the tile. I put the tile on my keychain. It's a little bitty, little white thing, like a square. And it looks exactly like a tile, like a small tile, but still a tile. And then you get the app. And then if you can't find your keys, you click on that app, and it'll tell you right where you show you right where your keys are. Here's the problem: you have to update your tiles. I had no idea. So a few weeks ago, this is the way stuff happens at my house. I come downstairs, and I'm getting ready to go somewhere. I don't know where. And I'm like, hey, Kelly, have you seen my keys? They were sitting on this counter. And she said, yeah, Louie had them. I said, what?
Under what circumstances wouldn't you then take them away from Louie?
That is literally what I asked, like word for word.
Like a Louie had them.
Louie had them. And I said, I would be more understanding of, no, I haven't seen them. Then Louie had them, because that means you saw Louie with them and you didn't take them from him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you saw Louie with my keys. She's like, yeah. And I said, why didn't you take them from him? He's 4 years old. You know, he's 4 years old. And she was like, well, he told me he was taking them upstairs to you. I was like, can you believe them? Because he just He's four. Like, he can't trust somebody with their keys. Like, if he said, hey, I'm taking daddy's hat upstairs to him, that's fine. I'll find it at some point, even if he doesn't do what he said. But, like, my keys, there's no telling where they are now. And so, so we had that conversation. And, of course, it leads to, what if you asked me, Gary, have you seen my rings? And I said, yeah, Louis had them. Wouldn't the next question be, why didn't you get my rings from him? It's like she acknowledged. We agreed on this, ultimately. We agreed. So now I'm in pursuit of my keys. And I remember, this is not a problem. I've got a Tile. And so I went on my Tile app. I had to go find it. And you know what it said? Your Tile is dead. It's been dead for 2 years.
What does that mean, dead?
Apparently you have to update your Tiles every once in a while. I had no idea. It's not a lifetime Tile. You know, it might be a 2-year tile or a 4-year. Like, I probably
needed a new tile.
I need a new tile.
Like, update it like you have to download a new hardware or something to the tile. It's literally the tile and it's dead. It was dead.
It's dead and it's still dead. But
did you find your keys?
I did find them, but it was funny. Like, I had to go to Lou and I was like, Lou, hey, Mom said you had my keys. Yeah. What did you do with my keys? I don't remember. You don't remember what you did with my keys? Nope. Well, let's think about it for a minute. Did you take them outside? Because that's the other thing. He might take them outside and then because he wants to open my car, and then he wants to get on his scooter, and then he's in the grass, and he just drops them. Like, there's no telling what could happen. And I was like, did you take them outside? He's like, no. I said, did you take them upstairs? He's like, I don't remember. I was like, Lou, well, let's think about it for a second. Whatever happened 10 minutes ago. Like, let's think about it for a little bit. And he just refused. He wouldn't participate at all. he had no interest in helping me find my keys. And it even got to a point where I was, like, threatening him. I was like, Louis, I'm taking your Nintendo Switch, and when you bring me my keys, I'll give you back your Nintendo Switch. And he just grabbed his iPad. He didn't care. It was a negotiation that went nowhere. But ultimately, to her credit, Kelly found my keys. They were lying on a little thing that we have sitting by the front door. They were sitting there, unharmed. Unharmed.
That's a happy ending.
It was a happy ending. All's well that ends well. What were we talking about? Do you remember?
No. No, we were talking about no recollection. And if I did,
oh, cargo pants, cargo pants.
Yeah,
yeah. If Leonardo DiCaprio ever comes,
is he still wearing them? Like, because he once wore them doesn't mean he's still wearing them. He may no longer be wearing cargo pants.
I did a whole search one time on famous men wearing cargo pants, just because I was trying to feel better about myself, you know.
Right.
And I am so shallow that this is the type of thing that can make me feel better about myself is if I see successful, famous men wearing cargo shorts. Right. So it was like it was Leonardo DiCaprio. It was,
is it George Clooney? George Clooney ever do? I don't think George Clooney's ever worn cargo shorts.
I'm looking right now. I don't see George Clooney, but it's Justin Timberlake. It's Leonardo DiCaprio. It's John Krasinski. It's Kanye West. It's like, there's enough. That's off. That's all I need.
That's it. That's all you need.
Yeah.
That's plenty. That's plenty. Ever tell you we stayed in a hotel in Greece with John Krasinski?
I don't know. No, I don't think he did. What was he doing?
He's filming the next season of Jack Ryan, his series that's on Amazon Prime. So we're there, and I tweet that video from the riot that we saw in the middle of Athens. And I got a direct message from a guy who was like, he listens to the podcast or something. And he's an assistant director on Jack Ryan. And he was like, dude, we're staying at your hotel.
Really?
Yeah.
But did you see him?
No, never saw him. But when Kelly and I went to dinner one night or breakfast one morning, rather, it was like the entire crew was in. You could just listen, you know, you just overhear conversations, and they were all about filming this or filming that. And like one guy was like, you know, yeah, the way it normally works is we get Krasinski the script. He goes through, reads it, takes him about 2 days to get it. And then we'll shoot that. And then we're going back to Santorini. It's like they're having conversations about their work. We never saw John Krasinski. I figure he can't really eat in the normal restaurant. They probably just bring him food to his suite. I assume that.
Would
I'm not sure.
Mobbed? Would John Krasinski be mobbed?
He's pretty famous because of The Office. He played one of the.
But would he be mobbed? Like, he's famous, but he's like, you don't shriek and run to him, right? When he's.
I wouldn't think. I don't think it's that. It's not like Beyonce.
In a nice hotel like that, I think John Krasinski could eat in a breakfast place of a beautiful hotel.
What do you think, Bennett?
I think he probably could, too.
Probably could.
I, by the way, have seen the first – I haven't seen much, let's be honest, but I have seen the first season of Jack Ryan. I enjoyed it very much.
I have never watched it, but I started to – because the third season, the upcoming season, they shot it in Athens and Santorini. They shot it in the two places we were. And so I have never watched Jack Ryan, but I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll watch this just so I'll be able to watch the third season and enjoy that.
Was good. I think they're self-contained. I don't think one season necessarily. I don't know that because I haven't watched second season, but I'm under the impression that they're self-contained.
Well, I feel like I need to start at the beginning. I'd feel silly not starting at the beginning.
Okay, well, the first season was good. You know, it's terrorism and stuff like that. It's good.
Okay, I'll watch it then.
Suspenseful.
Anyway, John Krasinski wears cargo shorts. That's my main point. And if it's good enough for him, it's good enough for me.
Yep.
And we're all in agreement.
All right. Now we just got to figure out how big Jalen Duren's hands are, and that we'll be done for the day.
Right.
All right. I'll send some text off or something.
Man,
I'll see you later.
Yeah, that one kind of just somebody went off the rails a little bit.
Well, listen. That one did go off the rails
a little bit.
Somebody tweeted me and said Lester Quinones has been quoted as saying that they sometimes refer to Jalen Duren as Kawhi strictly because his hands are so big.
Well, that's a good thing.
Then why are you trying to hide your hand size on your pro day evaluation?
Wouldn't you want it on the sheet?
Trust me, if I had a great hand measurement, it'd be in my Twitter profile.
No question.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I put that in my Twitter bio.
Maybe there's some controversy surrounding the measurements, like he saw what they were going to put on the sheet and thought, nah, I got big old Kawhi hands. You're going to give me more credit than that number you have right there.
Seems like if he can get him to put 6'11 down, he can probably get him to put anything down for his hands.
Good point. It's a good point.
John chimes in on Twitter. This is helpful information. You don't actually have to get an entire new tile. You can just change the battery on your tile.
Okay.
Seems like that'd take me 20 minutes to figure out how to do that.
Yeah.
Might just get a new tile, you know?
Yeah.
But I do need to get one. You never know when you're going to need to find your car keys, you know?
Absolutely. Happens a lot.
It sure does.
Yo, what's up?
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Off the hill with the mean view, nice house. If you look out, you can see some eagles and a few yachts. Got a roommate, he won't move out. If he won't smoke, he the cool out. And he drill, got the tool out. It's the Wolf Gang, Brooklyn Zoo out. Wu-Tang, you get true out. Then we woo out. This is flip mode, and they know you like the out. I'm cool, cool, and his mouth wet. He a pool now. Used to stage die, but they too now. I was too hot. TLC waterfalls on my chest, help me cool out. Got too many calls to go call. Yeah, they catching dust, don't even stall. In the with lemon heads looking like ball. Keep it protect, I spent that on all. How? I don't know, but I know that stage a million to show. Stuck in my ways, they say how so. First, put a bike on the rolls.
Cardinals Dodgers NL wildcard game coming up tonight. First pitch scheduled for 7:10 is going to be on TBS. Dodgers big favorites, but as I mentioned in the opening segment, they will be without Max Muncy. He is normally hitting fourth for LA. He led the team in home runs this season with 36. Was involved in a collision on Sunday that sent his arm bent in the direction it's not supposed to bend. So he is definitely out tonight. Probably out for the entire postseason, even if the Dodgers go to the World Series. He's probably done. There was some thought that Albert Pujols would get the start at first base for the Dodgers against his former team, the Cardinals. But the Dodgers have posted their lineup, and Albert Pujols is not in it. It's going to go Mookie Betts at leadoff, followed by Corey Seager, Trey Turner, Justin Turner, Will Smith, A.J. Pollock, Matt Beatty, Cody Bellinger, and Max Scherzer on the mound. So they will have Pujols available to pinch hit if necessary. But if you were hoping to see a Cardinal legend in the starting lineup against the Cardinals tonight, well, that did not happen. Again, Dodgers-Cardinals tonight in a wildcard game. Winner advances to a best-of-five series against the Giants, and the loser is done for the year. Playoff baseball is here. And this October, you can make every moment matter more with FanDuel Sportsbook. Right now, all customers get a $10 same-game parlay bet bonus. Just place a $20 same-game parlay bet on tonight's wild card game, and you can get a $10 bonus win or lose. Every pitch, hit, and run matters that much more in the postseason, and you can combine these moments for bigger odds and bigger wins. You can do it tonight. Cardinals are in the NL wild card game. So you can make a same-game parlay bet involving them at FanDuel Sportsbook. It's an official partner of Odyssey and this station. I've been playing on FanDuel for a while now for a variety of reasons. It's easy to use. They got fast payouts. It's safe and secure. And now's the time for you to get involved because there's no feeling like hitting on a same-game parlay bet. If you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, you can also sign up with promo code Gary and receive a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code Gary, G-A-R-Y. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max bonus $10 plus $400 final price or longer required. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. We'll be back with dinner to go.
92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis's number one sports station.
For the ones going above and beyond. For the ones reaching out, helping out, and lending a hand. For the ones people count on. You can count on Grainger. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry. Backed by 24/7 customer support and specialists to help with hard-to-find products. Because you've got everyone's back. We've got yours. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
And they never heard from him again.
Now that's scary. But listen to this one. It was a dark and dreary night. The man pulled into the convenience store parking lot. The lights flickered as he crept toward the counter and saw the new Halloween jumbo box. But he left without buying one, missing his chance at $75,000.
That's terrifying.
I know, right?
Scare up some fun this season with a new Halloween jumbo box. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
And the Powerball number is 6.
I can't believe it.
Did we win?
Nope. But I can enter this ticket in Powerball's first Millionaire of the Year promotion for the chance to win a New Year's Eve party package and $1 million.
Okay, so did you do the laundry?
Nah, but there's a chance I might tomorrow.
Yeah.
Make 2022 a year to remember. Visit TNVIPrewards.com and enter your Powerball tickets by October 25th for a chance to be the Powerball first millionaire of the year. The Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with Mizuno Irons and Wedges. The JPX 921 Hot Metal, Hot Metal Pro, Tour, and Forged Irons offer Mizuno's fastest ball speeds ever. And the new T22 Wedges feature four different sole grinds for varying techniques and conditions. Come in and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get in on the action. Well, no more, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with plans starting at just $35 a month with no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299. All on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
Heard you're buying a car. I brought my calculator.
Dad, I already used Capital One Auto Navigator. I found my car online and got pre-qualified instantly. Instead of all that.
You know those things impact your credit score.
Didn't impact my credit score, Dad. Now I'm going to the dealership for a test drive and to make the purchase.
Sounds too easy.
No, it's just easy. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
Businesses come in all sizes, and Trustmark fits them all to a
T.
From business loans and online
tools
that make it easy to
track
your finances to cash management and
trusted
advice. We've been helping businesses for over 130 years, so you might say it's our
tradition
to help your company reach the
top.
Precisely.
Don't stop thinking about tomorrow.
Trustmark. People you trust, advice that works. Member FDIC.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm so bossy, get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys. Your SL's missing the S.
Y'all feel like that?
Your plane's missing a chef. The common theme, see they both got wings. If you fly, do it to death. It's only one God and it's only one crown. So it's only one king that can stand on this mound. King push, kingpin, overlord. Coast Guard come a hundred going overboard. I got money with the best of them. Go blow for blow with any Mexican. Don't let your side settle in. Might have to head, but you're Evelyn. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Hard to get a handle on his double-edged sword.
Cooper Systems over the Mount Moriah Office Park. On the web, coopersystems.com. If you need a computer, get in touch with Lee and Lauren Cooper or any of the consultants at Cooper Systems. They can help you. 360-9679, 360-9679. That's the number. Call them and then tell them what it is you're going to be doing on the computer. Like, are you a gamer? If you're a gamer, you need a gaming computer, and those are, they cost a little bit. But if you're just somebody messing around on Facebook, YouTube, emailing, you don't need to go spend $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 on a computer. I mean, you can if you want to. I'm sure they'd appreciate it, but it's a waste of money. If you're not going to ask a computer to do all the things those computers can do, you don't need to pay for that. At Cooper Systems, they've got a wide range of machines. So whatever you're going to ask a computer to do, they're going to have a computer that is more or less perfectly suited for you. And if it's perfectly suited for you, it's going to be better priced for you. High-end machines, low-end machines, middle-of-the-road machines, desktops, notebooks, tablets. They got big brands like Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, and they've got Apple as well. 360-9679, 360-9679. It's Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park. On the web, coopersystems.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff. I mean, really. I know I say that Absolutely. Every day. It's not always true. Not always true. Felt like truth today. We learned about tiles.
Mm-hmm.
TJ on Twitter pointed out that some tiles you can replace the batteries, others you can't. So you're going to have to diagnose what kind of tile you got and then react accordingly.
Shout out to TJ. He's always providing info to this show.
Really is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
I appreciate it because sometimes I don't know what's going on.
Me
you know?
Either.
I mean, I own a tile. It doesn't mean I know anything about tiles. You know, I haven't needed to use my tile in years. But, you know, one afternoon here recently, I needed to. And I went to use my tile, and they were like, your tile has been dead for 3 years.
Damn.
Your tile is so deceased. And I was like, I didn't even know tiles could die. And I guess if I'd thought about it for even a second, it occurred to me that tiles can die. But I had never thought about it for more than a second. So I think that's the main thing we learned. Tiles do die. And sometimes you got to get a brand new tile. But other times you can just replace the battery. And it really comes down to what kind of tile you own.
What's the biggest game tonight? Ooh. Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Ooh, I don't think there's any doubt tonight. Oof. It's an NL wildcard game. Cardinals-Dodgers at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, California. The lowest tickets available, like for the cheap seats,
$134. Wow.
You know, that scene
big
in
stadium.
That scene in Boston last night was amazing.
It was. I just, you know, I'm not a big Red Sox guy.
I just, like, I don't care.
I don't like them.
This is where you and I differ. You have disdain
for other teams.
And I just don't.
I really do. Like, when I see those uniforms, I'm like, hate you.
There is nobody I hate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate anybody. Like, I grew up a Memphis fan. I'm a Memphis graduate. I don't hate Tennessee. Like, I heard John Martin talking about this a few weeks ago. Like, if his daughter ever wanted to go to Tennessee, he would not allow
her. Oh, no, I wouldn't go there. It's a perfectly fine university.
Like, if my kids,
I know plenty of people that went to UT.
If my kids wanted to go to Tennessee, they'd go to Tennessee.
Because yeah,
like,
for
I don't,
sure.
Yeah, like, whatever. You know, I don't have hate in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I never did for certain things, but at this point in my life, I don't really have hate in my heart.
I got a little hate when it comes to sports. Yeah.
Well, how you feel about the Cardinals and Dodgers? You hate any of them?
What's the line on this one?
Dodgers are heavy favorites, big bet.
Yeah, what's the money line looking like?
Dodgers minus 227, Cardinals plus 192. If you want to, you can get the Cardinals plus 1.5, only minus 108.
I think I'm going to have a little fun tonight.
Okay, Bennett.
And I'm going to go Cardinals money line.
Ooh, 100.
Because I got to make up for last night.
100 to win 192.
I got to make up for last night, and I feel like, you know, I know you don't like that word, destiny, but man, those Cards, they won 17 in a row.
Well, I don't believe in destiny. There is no such thing as far as I'm concerned.
What about playing well at the right time?
They have been playing well at the right time. I give the Cardinals a chance. I don't know how I'm going to play this yet. I'm probably just
It is a weird one.
I'm probably just going to go to the Action Network and whatever they suggest. I'll just do that. But I sure as hell wouldn't lay minus. I don't think I would want to lay minus 227 against a team that just won 17 in a row.
Right.
You know?
And also,
I mean, Max Scherzer has been awesome. But he's not unbeatable. He's not unhittable.
And I think there's something to the whole one game. Like, you've had such a good season, but you only get one game to do this. Like, you know, there's pressure on the Dodgers.
Plus, some people have been wanting something like this to happen because there are people who fundamentally believe the Dodgers shouldn't win 104 games and then have to play in a one-game situation against a team that, or 106 games, whatever they won, and then have to play a team in a one-game situation.
Yeah, I don't like it. I think they should do like the NBA does.
Yeah, the Cardinals won like 16 fewer games than the Dodgers.
Yeah.
So there's some people who have been wanting something like this to happen because the Dodgers happen to play in the same division as the Giants and finish below the Giants just barely. They have to go to a one-game wild card situation against an inferior opponent, and baseball is a sport where the inferior team wins quite often.
Right.
So you could have the Dodgers, who are the World Series favorites, even in this situation. They are the favorites to win the World Series. If they advance to play the Giants, even though the Giants just won the NLS, the Dodgers will be big favorites over the Giants. Some people have wanted this to blow up on Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Like, you put a team that is your best team in a wild card game, you get them eliminated in one game, then you'll see you should have never done this. So
right.
That might be interesting to watch this blow up on Major League Baseball tonight. Trust me, the Cardinals are a big, big brand. Major League Baseball wants the Dodgers.
Absolutely. It's about you just lost the Yankees.
Just lost the Yankees. You don't want to lose the Yankees and the Dodgers on back-to-back nights in one-game situations.
No doubt.
Okay, so I want the Cardinals to win, I think. Just because it'll be more interesting.
It'll be kind of fun, yeah.
It'll be kind of fun. All right, go Cardinals.
What should I watch on TV?
I think the NL wildcard game.
Yes.
Postseason baseball's fun.
Like
yesterday, I told you I was going to go home and I was going to do a number of things, but I would turn on the BET Hip Hop Awards because Tyler, the Creator, was performing, and, you know, the performances would be interesting. And the truth is, I just never turned off baseball. Like, I could have turned down baseball and put it on a different screen and had the BET Awards on, and I was like, you know what? I just kind of want to immerse myself in this baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I got Grizzlies on mute on another screen, and I just enjoyed postseason baseball, the whole scene, the sounds of it, and tonight's going to be similar. So I think you should just watch baseball. That's what I'm doing.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, go read Dan Wetzel's latest column on the Urban Meyer situation. Everything Dan does is terrific. He's, if not the best, certainly one of the best national sports columnists that exists. Had him on in the first hour to talk about it. You can go find it at Yahoo Sports.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow we'll have all of the details, good and bad. Sounds like mostly good, from the University of Memphis Pro Day. It's been going on while we were on the air.
Yeah, Imani Bates is trending.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.